Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you, and I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A.
Good morning.
Glad to see you here.
Happy to be here.
We are going to be venturing into a discussion of Lesson 67 after we read the lesson today, and this is the best hour here on Block Talk Radio. You can find us at blocktalkradio.com. Do a search for the best hour, or you can find us at blocktalkradio.com/course mastery. And of course, this is lesson 67 from A Course in Miracles workbook. Let's join together for a moment of silence before we continue. Let's take a good deep breath. Love created me like itself. Today's idea is a complete and accurate statement of what you are. This is why you are the light of the world. This is why God appointed you as the world's Savior. This is why the Son of God looks to you for his salvation. He is saved by what you are.
We will make every effort today to reach this truth about you and to realize fully, if only for a moment, that it is the truth. In the longer practice period, we will think about your reality and its wholly unchanged and unchangeable nature. We will begin by repeating this truth about you and then spend a few minutes adding some relevant thoughts such as, holiness created me holy, kindness created me kind, helpfulness created me helpful, perfection created me perfect.
Any attribute which is in accord with God, as he defines himself, is appropriate for use. We are trying today to undo your definition of God and replace it with his own. We're also trying to emphasize that you are part of his definition of himself.
After you have gone over several such related thoughts, try to let all thoughts drop away for a brief preparatory interval, and then try to reach past all your images and preconceptions about yourself to the truth in you. If love created you like itself, this self must be in you, and somewhere in your mind, it is there for you to find.
You may find it necessary to repeat the idea for today from time to time to replace distracting thoughts. You may also find that this is not sufficient and that you need to continue adding other thoughts related to the truth about yourself. Yet perhaps you will succeed in going past that and through the interval of thoughtlessness to the awareness of a blazing light in which you recognize yourself as love created you. Be confident that you will do much today to bring that awareness nearer, whether you feel you have succeeded or not.
It will be particularly helpful today to practice the idea for today as often as you can. You need to hear the truth about yourself as frequently as possible because your mind is so preoccupied with false self-images. 4 or 5 times an hour, and perhaps even more, it would be most beneficial to remind yourself that love created you like itself. Hear the truth about yourself in this.
Try to realize in the shorter practice periods that this is not your tiny solitary voice that tells you this. This is the voice for God, reminding you of your Father and of yourself. This is the voice of truth, replacing everything that the ego tells you about yourself with a simple truth about the Son of God. You were created by love like itself. Love created me like itself. And so it is. So let's join together now for another moment of silence before we continue our conversation about this beautiful lesson. Let's take another good time. So as we, in this lesson, begin to look at the attributes that we've assigned to God, I think it's very, very important to recognize those attributes that our brother Jesus shared with us. I think it's particularly important that we recognize the attributes of God that our brother Jesus shared with us. Attributes: love, holiness, kind, gentle, friend, guide, and so forth. And not the attributes that we, through our misperceptions and listening to this insane thoughts of the ego, have assigned to God as reflecting that self, which would be anger, jealousy, punishment, judgmental, and those kinds of things. I think this lesson really is asking us to connect with the voice of God, which speaks only the truth, and of course would only speak the attributes of love that would engender this continued relationship, so that we can then become now the expression of that self. That is our true capital S self that we're moving to being as in our daily lives and sustaining that in our daily lives. And it's really about being someone new, because it's not who the ego has so successfully, at least in my experience, convinced me that that's who I was. I mean, for the first two-thirds of my life and beyond, I was not even aware that there was another self, literally another voice that was in my mind and in my heart that was available to me. And when I became aware of it through A Course in Miracles, I have continued and will continue to practice at every opportunity as much as I can remember to practice it, is to be that expression in my daily living. Holiness created me holy. Kindness created me kind. Helpfulness created me helpful. Perfection created me perfect. Forgiveness created me forgiving. We can add others to the list of the attributes that we could identify as, oh, these would be the attributes of Jesus as the one who expressed that self perfectly. When you see me, you see the Father, he would say, because he was being as Christ. He was expressing as his true self. And it's in the practice of doing it that we become it. It's in the practice of being the ego that we lock ourselves into that mind. And it is in the practice of setting it aside and ignoring those thoughts and opening our mind to the thoughts of love that live in our heart that we now begin to express and be love in our daily life. We say we want to awaken. Well, we awaken when we be awake in our actions, in our voice, and in how we express. Love created me like itself. Today, I will be love.
Beautiful, beautiful. Today that we return to Source, capital S Source, and we return to the true identity or identification of Source as God, as all that is, as Creator, as true cause in establishing the cause and effect, and that we are an offspring of cause and we are the effect of God. And so here is the establishment of true cause and effect. And the attributes that we discover of God, that we rediscover God, our concept beyond the conditioning of this world, beyond the indoctrination of certain organizations and religions and whatnot, that the attributes of God are eternal, are changeless, and are derivatives of love itself. And so we discover God, and in so doing, we discover ourselves. I say that the gift of true thought and our true thought spiritual community is that we discover ourself, our capital S self, our divine identity. We return to that. And as we do that, as we have that right identification, that right alignment, that we then become, you know, at the right hand of the Father, Mother presence, we are aligned in the all power that is, all power under heaven and earth, then we become that channel and that extension and expression beyond a channel, actually the extension and expression of that itself. And so this is a return to self, a return to divine identity. And we do that by remembering that we are the effect of all that is, and therein lies our salvation, our source, our comfort, our sustenance, all needs met perfectly, divinely, abundantly. And so today is a glorious day of celebrating who we are. Oh my gosh, for so long, we have torn ourselves down, torn ourselves apart, been haunted by the lies of sin and sinfulness, of the lies of the ego that we tell ourselves, that we cast upon ourself and our bodies and everybody and everything. And today, you know, what we've been doing for 67 days is removing the awareness to the presence of the remembrance of the magnificence of who we are, what we are, and how we serve. And so today's lesson is indeed a celebration that love created me like itself. And what love created cannot change, never changes, even all those years and eons of trying to tear ourselves down. Love has never changed, and our identity as love has never changed. We cannot add or take away one cubit from that which we are, and that how is that by which how we were created, that love created us like itself, which is changeless, which is eternal, which is our celebration this day.
Love created me like itself, and so it is. Again, let's join together for another brief moment of silence as we come together in love. Let's take a good deep breath. And so it is. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I said,